6 years after the High Court appointed two inspectors to investigate an alleged data breach and other governance issues at the former Independent News and Media Group, their long-awaited report has been published this lunchtime. The report itself runs to several hundred pages. We can find out a little more from Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent. As I was saying, Brian, this just published this lunchtime and there's an awful lot to go through. So will you remind us, first of all, what's behind this report?
Yeah, so quick background first, Rachel. Back in 2018, inspectors were appointed by the High Court to investigate a number of corporate governance issues at Independent News and Media. Among the list of issues being looked at, the circumstances under which the then INM chairman, Leslie Buckley, authorised data to be made available to outside parties and interrogated by those parties. The report also looked at the role played by Leslie Buckley in the course of negotiations to acquire the News Talk radio station amid allegations that the price for that station had been inflated. Also, focus of this report, communications of confidential information by Leslie Buckley to the then main INM shareholder at the time, billionaire Dennis O'Brien.
So at its heart then, what does this report say?
Yeah, I'll break it down into some of those individual categories. First off, on that interrogation of data issue, this is the accessing of data within INM by these outside parties. The investigation found that Leslie Buckley did not disclose the commencement and conduct of the data interrogation to INM's management or the board. However, it goes on to say that due to the absence of contemporaneous documentation or information or any other evidence to shed light on the parameters of this data interrogation, the inspectors said it would not be appropriate for us to speculate on how a list of 19 persons of interest or any other lists were compiled. So that's our interrogation of data issue. Next, let's move on to the communication of information. This is communications from Leslie Buckley to Dennis O'Brien. The report found that these communications did include confidential information that was likely to have a significant effect on INM's share price and therefore contained inside information. However, it goes on to say that the information was not disclosed by Mr. Buckley for any improper purpose, and furthermore, Dennis O'Brien did not misuse any of that information that he received. On the issue of News Talk and the sale of that radio station for this alleged inflated price, it said that Leslie Buckley should have ensured that the opportunity to acquire News Talk was passed to INM's management to progress. However, it goes on to state that against this background, we are satisfied that Mr. Buckley's approach to the negotiations was not motivated by a desire to promote Dennis O'Brien's interest at the expense of the interests of other shareholders generally. And just to give you a general wrap to wrap all of this up, Rachel, finding, it says that while technical breaches of the Data Protection Acts by INM were established and inside information was disclosed to Mr. O'Brien by Mr. Buckley, the report concludes that such matters do not, in their view, amount to the affairs of INM being conducted in breach of the provisions of Section 748 of the Companies Act, which was the act, the provisions under which this investigation was launched.
There's an awful lot to digest there. What's the reaction been so far?
Well, I suppose if we focus in on that central point that it says, yes, we found some issues, but in the overall breach of corporate governance, the overall breach of the Companies Act, we didn't find any breaches. So that's very much what's being zoned in on, as you can imagine, by the main players in this who have issued their statements in the last few minutes. So the former chairman of INM, the aforementioned Leslie Buckley, said he welcomed the publication of this report. He said, "I'm pleased that the inspector's report contains no findings of dishonesty against me during my time as chairman and demonstrated that I acted with integrity in the interests of all shareholders." Now, he does make reference to that fact that they spoke about this sharing of inside information with Dennis O'Brien. He said, "I believe the inspector's conclusions in that regard are not supported by the expert evidence." Now, let's move on to Dennis O'Brien. He's also issued a statement in the last few minutes. He also said he welcomed the publication of the report. He said, "Following almost 6 years of investigations, the inspectors have clearly established that the affairs of INM were not being conducted in breach of the Companies Act, as was alleged." Also, a statement in the last few minutes from Media House. This is the company that now owns INM. They acquired them in 2019. A very similar welcoming of this, and also saying that it is pleased after an extensive and detailed investigation, the inspectors found that the affairs of the company were not conducted unlawfully. And just one final piece of reaction to give you as well from the Corporate Enforcement Authority, the authority that will look at all of this. They'll say they now conduct a detailed examination of this report and would not be making any further comment at this time.
Brian, thanks indeed. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan.